The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Miscommunications with people who don't speak English. Let's have that conversation right now on Monday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This happened. Automatic and I went to the Latino grocery store, which you love going. You're the one like, let's go get the ceviche.
They got the best ceviche, and then they got these ribs that are amazing.
Yeah, they're so good. Las costillas are so good. The thing is, Otto and I have to split up. He's like, I'll go get the ceviche. You go get the ribs. Well, once we split, he doesn't have anyone to help him with his Espanol.
Uh-oh.
So we get to this, you know, he's at the ceviche line. He comes to me while I'm in the rib line. He says, man, they put too much juice in the ceviche.
I couldn't think of the word jugo for juice. And I kept telling her, I was like, less agua. And she was just looking at me.
Which is water.
Water, yeah.
And she's like, what?
And then she kept taking like the shrimp and everything out of the bowl. And I was like, no, I want that. And I just couldn't think of the word juice. So it turned into this big thing. And then I ended up paying $20 for a lot of juice.
Just a lot of lime and not very much shrimp. But it's okay. I mean, you know what I learned? I learned that I'm going to get you Rosetta Stone for Christmas. You've been talking about wanting to learn another language for a very long time, specifically Spanish.
Well, the thing is I do a pretty good job of understanding Spanish are talking or talking around me, but it's when I have to communicate back
and
I have to think of the word or think of like how it's phrased out because it's always backwards. I just sound like an idiot.
I speak pretty good Espanol, and even I get nervous, especially around people who are very fluent. I'm like, you know?
But have you ever ordered bad ceviche, though? I mean, you messed your ceviche over, bro, and that's tragic. I think that, from right the moment on, should be enough motivation to learn Spanish, bro.
When I was little, I asked my mom one time, how do you laugh in Spanish?
That is dumb.
I was three and I didn't know how to speak Spanish, and everybody around me would speak Spanish but wouldn't allow me to speak Spanish, so I wanted to learn.
Did she say ja ja ja?
No, she should have, though. In today's world, she would have. She would have been a meme. The whole thing would have been a meme. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with National Socks Day, y'all.
Yay! Hey. I got a lot of those when I was little for Christmas. It was something to admire.
It's a little early to buy the Christmas socks, you don't think?
This is actually honoring all the lost socks that we've lost throughout the years in the washing machine, and reminding you that not everyone has socks. So if you can, it's a simple donation to
your
local charity.
It really is. A lot of people do go donate socks, feminine products, things like that.
Sometimes gonna make us go, it's National Cookie Day, y'all.
I can't stop thinking about
footlong Subway cookies.
We talked about it yesterday.
I was online the other day, and somebody had a good idea with that one. They said they should put ice cream in the middle of it.
Oh my god!
Hello.
Why is America so excited about this cookie?
Because they're the best cookies, like you said, that you buy at a store. I think Subway cookies.
And we also got National Walt Disney Day. All right, Walt Disney was born tomorrow, but we're celebrating it today.
It's tomorrow. Why are we celebrating today? He gets a Monday, makes Monday better.
You know what? Maybe Walt Disney is like one of those Latinos who's like, it's my birthday week, y'all. I don't know. And then we'll wrap it up on National Santa's List Day. Get that list out. Get a Santa North Pole, y'all.
Here's something that I think is funny. I hated getting socks when I was little. Now I'm like, man, I need some socks for Christmas. I hope my kids give me some socks.
Get their list together and get it out to Santa real
soon.
Got to
mail it out, too, or won't get to the North Pole in time.
Even if you need to write it in Spanish.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I like to remind myself, along with everybody listening, that I used to be overweight, because it's something that I still have a problem with. We just had a conversation with our social media videographer about the difficulty I have uploading content because I feel heavy still.
Dana has body dysmorphia.
I do. And I think a lot of people who have gone through an extreme weight loss, and I don't even know if mine was extreme, is 60
pounds. Is pretty...
That's extreme, dude.
Yeah, that's a lot extreme.
Of weight. Especially when you're my height, you know, 5'2 on a good day.
That's half your person.
It really is. You're right. It's half my body weight. So I know I'm not overweight, but I feel like I am. I know I'm in a healthier place, but I still have all of these qualms in my head when I look at video of myself or I see photos or in the mirror. I'm like, okay, I'm not heavy, but I still feel that way. But I feel it. So I started looking things up about how to combat that. And most of all, though, why was I there in the first place? Why did I have all this extra weight on my body? And I know people that are listening ask themselves that question. If you're in that place where you feel unhealthy, where you're like, I need to get right with myself, there are four reasons that you're holding that extra weight. And I bet you can identify with at least one of them. Number one is you use food for comfort. It Ooh. Makes you feel so good.
Guilty. That's one it of my favorite things to do is sit down in front of the TV and eat.
And then go to sleep, right?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, just nod off with all them extra carbs.
I love it.
There's another reason, and this was mine. It still is to this day. You don't ever feel full. That's one I identify with for sure. I can eat a whole pizza. I'm not exaggerating. Ask Automatic. He looks at me like, what are you doing?
Well, some days feel full. You just got to eat until you hate yourself.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I think Dana has an empty leg, though.
Because I just keep going. I love the way it tastes so much, though. And I got to put it in my head. It's okay. You can have more pizza later. You don't have to eat it all now. There's more cheesecake. You know, there's more cheesecake. And the next reason you're holding on to extra weight, you eat when you're sad. You eat to celebrate. You eat when you're happy. Basically.
Emotional eater.
Emotional eating. Yeah. Automatic. Yeah.
I know some people in my family that are emotional eaters. I identified that I was an emotional eater. So I don't eat when I'm happy or sad or anything anymore. I try not to at least.
I opened up with me being overweight. Used to be overweight too. When I got pregnant.
Well, I got fat when you were pregnant. And the reason I got fat was because I was eating my food and your food. I don't know that had anything
to do with... I had all the cravings. I'd take like one bite and Automatic would be like, I'll eat the rest of that.
I don't think
that
had anything to do with emotional eating.
That was more like a lack of discipline.
Yeah, and just being gluttonous.
And Anthony, that's the number one reason that people hold on to extra weight. And I know it's hard because you have to hold yourself accountable. And it's easy to blame everything else and everyone else. But it's a lack of discipline. There's no discipline. And
it's hard to say no to those sweets or to that salty food that you love.
Or to the whole pizza.
I don't know if I'm lying to myself, but I feel like I'm gaining weight on purpose to find out which girls are more not shallow. You know, I'm trying to figure out which girls
are
going
to... You keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, Automatic, let Anthony have his moment.
I'm gaining weight.
You're gaining weight because you like to eat. Come on.
Yeah, dude, but also you find out which girls are shallow and only here for skinnier Anthony.
Are you shallow, Hal?
Yeah, dude. I have an amazing personality, so that's overcompensating for a lot right now, dude.
You do. You know what's interesting? We said we're going to talk about Anthony because he wanted to have a conversation. Maybe next week that's what we do. Because I remember Anthony coming in saying, "Dude, I stepped on a scale and I threw it across the room."
Yeah, and then your husband's like, "I'm afraid of scales."
Yeah, I don't like
he
scales.
He won't step on it.
I need a scale.
I don't like the way it makes me feel because even if I know that I'm down weight, like right now I'm probably down 15, 20 pounds from where I was a few months ago, but I still don't like to look at it. And the other thing that the scale does for me, once I have gone down, it gives me confidence and then I get comfortable and then I start eating again.
And you lack discipline and you go right back.
She just yelled at you about it, dude. That's
what my wife does.
I want people to be healthy. I want you to get right with yourself. Fat is not who you are. It's just a little sum on your body, okay? We can all get healthy together.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you would like a psychic reading with Sirmati, you could tap in 877-730-DCS1. It's time for What's Your Sign? Sirmati, welcome!
Hey. What's good?
What's up? Happy Monday. Okay, so first of all, we always promise to give a free psychic reading to somebody who's listening. Of course, our spiritual forecast is coming up after this, but let's begin with our caller. What's your sign?
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio.
And what's your first name?
Raina,
go ahead with your question for Sirmati.
How will my love life be?
That's a loaded question. Yeah. Anytime someone says my love life, I'm like, okay, so what are you feeling?
So I heard the words from my spirit guides. It's complicated. There's a lot of factors that are affecting her love life. And I feel a lot of it has to do with her healing. And to be honest with you, when I envisioned her energy, I felt a lot of drainage. And when I feel that, I feel like there's toxicity that's taking away from her love life. That's taking away from her capacity to find a real healthy love. And I feel like that has to do with a lot of her custom. I don't know what that means. But
Sirmati, are you saying that Reina is a toxica?
I feel like, no, I don't want to say that. But she definitely is used to toxic energy. So like from the partner, because she's attracting that, it could also represent that that's something that she has to heal with as well. I don't see love being something that she should be focused on. I feel like healing is something that she should be focused
on. There you go. Heal yourself before you try to get in a relationship with someone else. Yeah,
easier said than done, though, right? Because when you're going through that lonely phase of healing, it's tough.
Especially during this time of year. It's always so hard. All right, so what about spiritual forecast for the week? What's it looking like for all of us collectively?
The first thing I want to talk about is Mercury retrograde shadow. We're already in the shadow. Mercury's going to go retrograde next week, but we're already feeling it now. So another thing that's coming through is planning accordingly when it comes to our finances, because the cosmos are really doing something in the sky to where we're being forced to budget.
Okay.
Definitely being unprepared, and a lot of things are up in the air, and that's not what the universe wants us to do.
You know what? Automatic, I promise less Amazon packages will be delivered in the next couple of weeks.
Why I got a budget during my birthday month? You know, it is what it is.
Nobody wants a budget during the holidays.
Well, we have to, according to Sierra Marty. If you would like a reading, call us 877-730-DCS1. Please follow her. You can set up a more personal reading if you'd like at Illest Divinity on Instagram. And as usual, thank you so much, Marty, for your time. You always bring us so much enlightenment. We appreciate you. Happy Monday, Mujer.
Appreciate you.
Happy Monday. Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I am an only child, but according to DJ Automatic and Anthony A., it's common to talk smack about your brothers and sisters behind their backs. Well, it happened to Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner, but you won't believe who told on Kim. We got audio play that, this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays first.
If not the greatest rapper ever, arguably one of the greatest rappers ever, Jay-Z celebrating birthday. We have Jelly Roll and Jin from BTS celebrating birthday.
All right, speaking of great artists, let's talk about The Weeknd. He just donated $2.5 million to relief efforts in Gaza. Shout out to The Weeknd.
Hey, one of the biggest streaming artists of this year without an album.
Wow, congrats to The Weeknd. All right, let's talk about another artist who streams very well, Post Malone. And the biggest sports team in the world, the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey now.
They both collabed and they have merch. I like it. And it starts at $40, goes up to $168. I like that it starts at $40 because that at least is
it makes it affordable. But there's some nepotism going on here. I mean, I know that Post's dad works for the Cowboys.
Automatic. Stop hating.
And now he's got a line with the Cowboys, which is cool. He deserves it. I'm sure he's a humongous Cowboys fan, but I'm not feeling the clothing that much.
Well, of course not, because you're not a Cowboys fan. Well,
you're
a
Vikings
hater.
Fan. When somebody asks for some Vikings merch, I don't think, does that happen ever? I don't know.
You know what, Anthony? No, that doesn't happen, but we're going to have a winning season one of these years.
Now, finally, Kim Kardashian is mad at her daughter, Northwest, because she told on her. Take a listen.
You need to have some loyalty. When mommy talks about people, you cannot talk to them.
Oh, I'm glad I'm an only child.
My house doesn't
tell anybody what.
My house never operated like that. Me and my brothers were super honest with each other. We never was any talking behind each other's back. The minute I gained weight, think about it. My brothers were like, "Dude, you're fat."
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You ever stolen something from a food place, like a restaurant? One of the most popular is clapping back. And I actually think you're going to want to buy this. That's Inside Food News. Hey, hottest hashtags on your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
All right, so hashtag is all about Merriam-Webster's 2023 Word of the Year, authentic. It is the most searched word because of AI, celebrity culture, social media, being your authentic self.
Authenticity is the one that I hear all the time.
Yeah, it's important.
Is it annoying? Because I felt like everybody knew what that word was before. I think the year before it was gaslighting. And I didn't know what gaslighting was. Now I guess I know what it is.
No, I think I like authentic, dude. It's true.
I think authentic is greater than gaslighting. And I think everybody should strive to be their authentic selves. And if people don't like it,
All right. Chipotle knows that you are stealing their napkins, so now they're going to sell you a Chipotle car napkin holder. They're trying to declutter your glove box and your center console. Right now in my center console, there are Chipotle napkins.
I don't ever go for the Chipotle napkins, but I go for the forks and the spoons and the knives, dog.
I don't have an answer for this yet, but they are going to sell the napkin holder for $30.
And funny thing is, I'm already online trying to buy it. Because why not?
I put them in my glove box for free. I don't need the napkin holder.
Because think about it. When something goes wrong and you spill or something, you're reaching, you're struggling. If the holder's there, I don't got to do all that.
Newsflash, Chipotle, I'm probably just going to steal your holder, too.
Take that. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go to kick it off with Santa's List Day, yo. If I keep stealing, I'm going to be on the naughty list.
Yeah. You are. You're getting a lump of coal. So this is the day that you got to get the kiddos to write those letters to Santa Claus. Remember to buy your stamps and mail it. USPS and get it in the mailbox earlier. It won't get to the North Pole on time. Ooh. And you don't want to have the letter getting there late. And the address is 123 Elf Road, North Pole. Zip code is 88888.
All right. We also got National Cookie Day. And in celebration, Circle K and Subway are both offering free cookies. So be sure to ask them about that.
Let's go.
Tell them
about
that
foot long Subway cookie. Only in select cities right now, but it's coming, y'all.
Good, dude. We also got National Sock Day, so this is a cool one. Shout out to all the lost socks that we lost in the dryer. And if you have the opportunity, please donate socks or any undergarments to any local charity as you can. It goes
big
a long
deal
way.
Right there. Big deal.
And the first Monday in December is known as Walt Disney Day.
Walt Disney was born
on December 5th.
Okay, so that's tomorrow, but okay.
But first Monday in September.
Who cares?
December.
Who cares? Yeah. You know what I was going to say? Let's talk about our favorite, and it doesn't have to be Disney, although it's Disney's birthday and whatnot. Favorite Christmas holiday movies.
Who wants to go first?
Anthony.
That's a great one.
Kevin!
I was thinking of Disney, so I was thinking of Scrooge McDuck, because he used to have that Disney movie that I don't know, was from when I was little.
I don't know what that is.
That's the one, Anthony, that one. With the guy with like the glasses and the hat.
He was on DuckTales. Remember
it's like,
DuckTales?
It's like another twist on the Grinch.
It's like a Christmas version of DuckTales.
Okay, so I like the Grinch, the one with Jim Carrey. I like A Christmas Carol, the one with Jim Carrey.
I'd rather not.
Think about it. He's got two classic Christmas movies under his belt. Is there anybody that can say that?
Him, just Mariah Carey.
What's your favorite Christmas movies? Tap in 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
First Monday in December is always Walt Disney Day, right?
Yes.
His birthday falls the day. I don't know why it is, but who cares? Let's pretend like we did when we were little and become our favorite Disney character. You know when you were little, you would play pretend? Everybody in your car at home right now are worried. Let's play pretend.
Dog. So we're going to pretend we're our favorite Disney character.
Yes. You only get one character, Anthony A.
To infinity and beyond,
are
dude.
Are you Buzz Lightyear?
The great Buzz Lightyear, dog. And I had the privilege to go to Disneyland earlier this year. And Buzz Lightyear has his own toodle.
That even means
you know what?
But he can't fly.
Who cares though? Dog gets to wear the cool stuff and he gets to like roll around on the skateboard and stuff like that, dude.
He didn't get the girl. I thought he got the
Buzz is just the ultimate homie. And that's kind of what
he is, dude.
Ultimate homie.
I guess that's a good fit.
It really is. Okay, DJ Automatic, husband of mine, I have never asked you. You could be one Disney character. Who you gonna be?
I'm gonna be Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. The little blue guy.
Perfect sense! You destroy everything. You're cynical, but I got a warm heart.
At the core of me, I'm a good guy.
And you love family.
Yeah.
Your family never gets left behind.
Does that thing even talk? It does at the end.
At the end, it does.
It always talked. Remember, it crash landed. Thought dogs could talk, and then it didn't talk because they told it.
And I got six arms.
Hey, there you go.
I know.
And Dana Cortez, what about yourself?
I'm thinking about Otto's six arms. I'm like, hey, now.
Go with his third leg.
Okay.
We're doing Disney here, guys. Okay.
It's okay. Later in the show, we good. I'm Maleficent.
Oh. Why does your character have to be hot?
Because I'm hot. Gosh, there
you
go. Otto.
You know what I'm saying? Now you put that third leg to use, buddy.
Stitch is going to be over here mounting Angelina Jolie.
Well, first of all, I thought about your character, Stitch, and I'm kind of like Maleficent, too. I believe people think of me as like more of a harder person, but inside I'm just all melty and schmelty.
I don't think anybody thinks you're hard.
Oh, people do. They think you're tough, Dana. I get that all the time. Dana, you're so strong. I'm not. I'm weak and I love my family and I cry for nothing. I cry when I watch this stupid
commercial keeps coming on and Dana keeps crying over and over for it.
Did you just come up with the word schmelty?
Schmelty. I beneath my heart smelts like cheese in a microwave. Hey, who would be your perfect Disney character? Pretend like you did when you were little.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.